Now, an American woman travels to Ireland to buy land to build a resort, enters the local matchmaking festival to prove her investment, and meets local councillor and whiskey distiller Brennan O'Brien. You can probably guess where this is going. Yes, it's a film, it's American, and it's called As Luck Would Have It.
I knew you screwed up my soda bread. I was so careful.
I know. I'm sorry.
And you should have given me those points in hurling.
Still on the fence about that one.
Wait, what about Siobhan's class? Did you mess up my yarn?
No, that was all you.
Yes, it's on the Hallmark Channel. It's led to a flood of interest in the Listdoonvarna Matchmaking Festival, which didn't go ahead last year. Will it this year? More on that shortly. But first, here's Stephanie Rogerson from Seattle in Washington, who watched the movie recently and has been telling our reporter Ailish Sheehy about her plans to travel to Ireland for the Listdoonvarna Matchmaking Festival.
The Hallmark movie was about an American lady who had gone to Ireland on a business trip. And while she was there, the matchmaking festival was taking place. And they really showcased just this wonderful experience, everything from sporting events to learning how to make Irish soda bread or to knit, just to take in the different culture. And there was, you know, music and dancing and various speed dating. It just seemed so fun and so wholesome and just a nice breath of fresh air than what, you know, people are used to dating nowadays, swipe right, swipe left, all that good stuff. During the commercial, I grabbed my cell phone and I looked up international matchmaking festivals and was quite surprised to learn that this Hallmark movie was actually based off of the Listdoonvarna Matchmaking Festival. And so I immediately set out to see how I could get myself over there and who was putting it on, and found their Facebook page and made a contact with Julie Carr. And I'm just trying to learn as much about it as I can and hoping that they get to have the festival this year so I can attend in person.
Who would travel with you, or what plans do you have?
I had a two-week European vacation planned last year that didn't get to happen because of COVID. So I've just kind of reselected the locations I'd be visiting. And I think I would spend at least a week in Ireland and then maybe go spend a couple more days in London and then take the tunnel over to Paris and get to see the Eiffel Tower.
And with the times we live in, with social media and all the dating apps and websites, why a matchmaking festival in Ireland?
Because it's something I haven't done before. And the gentleman who's been putting on the matchmaking festival and how it's been in his family for many years. And then I like that it's kind of a remote location. It's not necessarily centralized in a busy city. It just seemed different and just more wholesome to me.
So what would you hope for?
It would be nice to meet a variety of people and always hoping to meet your love connection. I like trying new experiences. And in my hometown, I was voted the most friendliest person. So I'm always, you know, eager to make a new acquaintance and things along those lines. That's kind of where I'm at with that.
And Stephanie, what about your friends when you explained to them about this matchmaking festival in Ireland? What was their reaction?
Well, my friend Michelle's married, but she said she's always up for going on an adventure with me. She'll hold my purse while I do some speed dating. And then I have a couple other friends that I've reached out to, and they've told me to keep them posted and they'll see how things shake out.
Wholesome. That's Stephanie Rogerson from Seattle speaking to our reporter Ailish Sheehy. Let's speak to Julie Carr, Head of Marketing and PR for Listdoonvarna Matchmaking Festival. Good morning, Julie. Tell us about the interest in the festival coming from abroad in recent weeks.
And we've had a massive amount of interest since the film was released. We have about 25,000 people on our Facebook page, and there's been a few thousand extra people have, you know, requested to join. And we also have a private Facebook group. We've had loads of messages. Stephanie was one of the people that contacted me originally. She was very, very excited. And it's all really from America and from Canada that people are interested in coming. They actually couldn't believe that there was a real matchmaking festival. You know, they, as I say, like Stephanie Googled it. They thought it was something made up, so they were delighted to find out it actually existed. So it's fantastic publicity for us, you know, for the festival and for the area. And hopefully when travel opens up, we'll get lots of people travelling from America and from Canada.
This is it, Julie. I mean, the defence festival was cancelled last year because of COVID. Is it going to go ahead this year? And when will you know?
Well, we haven't decided yet whether it's going to go ahead. We're waiting on government guidelines, re-indoor gatherings, and we can't make that decision yet until it's clarified. It'll probably be in July when we make an announcement. I mean, Longitude was recently cancelled, so we're keeping a very, yes, you know, keen eye on developments. As you know, health and safety is our main priority. And we know that there was a large-scale event in Liverpool. There was a pilot event run in Sefton Park. So we were very interested to see what happened with that. And we've actually put a proposal into the the tourism minister, Catherine Martin, and Stephen Donnelly, you know, that we suggested that we could do something similar. So we're just waiting to hear back about that.
Let's see. Julie Carr, Head of Marketing and PR for the Listerine Ireland Matchmaking Festival. Thanks for speaking to us.